The seven werewolf courts enforce few laws. Do not expose your wolf to humans. Do not speak court secrets to outside ears. Do not bite humans without direct permission of the regent. Under no circumstance will you ever kill a fellow wolf. Breaking such laws does not incur punishments like imprisonment or maiming. The dungeon beneath Castle Saveri has remained empty for centuries for a reason. When one breaks a law as a werewolf, the only true consequence is death. Not imminent death, of course, but the excruciating burn of isolation. Lone wolves do not survive once cut from their pack. Lone wolves lose themselves slowly, painfully, the way humans lose limbs to frostbite. Queen Sybil Saveri knew this. It was why, when she found her sister Cora in bed with a human, she didn't hesitate in dragging her sister out by her hair and flinging her before the feral members of court. The human man waited in the wings of their most sacred castle, half-dressed, shivering, grotesque. The bite of the wolf marked his ribs, and a fever touched his feeble brow. "Traitor," Queen Sybil growled. And that was enough to condemn Cora in the eyes of the court. Cora transformed, a moon-white wolf with glowing red eyes, fighting the nobility with snarling teeth and dripping fangs. The first three laws had already been broken, but the fourth was broken here. Now. As Cora ripped out the throat of a wolf general and spat the bleeding flesh onto the pristine marbled floor. Some of the nobility backed down, bowed in lieu of a fight. Others fought harder. The walls splattered red, all with their own blood. Cora seemed victorious, but her power diminished the moment Queen Sybil said, "You are hereby removed from court and pack forever!" The cleaving happened instantly, like invisible hands wrenching the sisters apart, throwing them on opposing sides of the room. The Wolf Queen's eyes blackened, darker still, as she watched her sister crumple to the ground with a piercing howl. "You will leave Castle Saveri at once and never again step foot on our hallowed grounds." Queen Sybil approached, and her footsteps trailed scarlet across the floor. "You are banished, Cora Saveri, and should your human turn, he too will die." Cora shifted from wolf to woman, with a sickening snap of bones breaking. She lay on the floor in a pool of the court's blood, her body glistening like that of a fallen star in a midnight sky. "You can't," she hissed. "If he turns, he is a traitor to the crown, and thus he will be made a lone wolf, same as you." But... Cora searched for words, her red eyes dimming to a bitter auburn. "There is nothing left for you to say." Queen Sybil picked up her sister's limp arm and began to tear her away from the throne room, out of the castle and toward the woods, where she would wander until her soul turned to ash and dust. Until she herself became ash and dust. But Cora would not go so easily. She said, with as strong a voice as ever, "And what of my child?" One by one, the court shifted, from wolves to men in a shattering second of pain. The Wolf Queen stared down in fury, ignoring the gasps of those surrounding her. More gasps over a single child than the dismembered royalty at her feet. "You are banished, Queen Sybil repeated, claws slipping forth from her fingers as easily as knives through a corpse. You are a traitor. Her sister sat up, chin raised, eyes narrowed. The laws of court say nothing for the sons of traitors.